voice of God heard. Then came divine submission to his Father's will. For this cause, he said, came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Only through the death of Christ could Satan's kingdom be overthrown, man be redeemed, and God be glorified. Jesus accepted the sacrifice, he consented to suffer as the sin-bearer. A response came from the cloud which hovered above his head, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. In the coming trial Christ's divine human sufferings would indeed glorify his Father's name. As the voice was heard, a light encircled Christ, as if the arms of infinite power were thrown about him like a wall of fire. No one dared to speak. All stood with eyes fixed on Jesus. The testimony of the Father having been given, the cloud lifted, and scattered in the heavens. The inquiring Greeks saw the cloud, heard the voice, comprehended its meaning, and discerned Christ indeed. To them he was revealed as the sent of God. The voice of God had been heard at the baptism of Jesus and again at his transfiguration. Now it was heard for the third time by a larger number of persons. Jesus had just made his last appeal and pronounced the doom of the Jews. Now God again recognized the one whom Israel had rejected. This voice came not because of me, said Jesus, but for your sakes. It was the signal from the Father that Jesus had spoken the truth, and was the Son of God. Now is the judgment of this world, Christ continued, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. If I become the propitiation for the sins of men, the world will be lighted up. Satan's hold upon men will be broken. The defaced image of God will be restored in humanity, and a family of believing saints will finally inherit the heavenly home. The Savior saw the cross, the cruel, ignominious cross, with all its attending horrors, blazing with glory. But human redemption is not all that is accomplished by the cross. The love of God is manifested to the universe. The reproach Satan has cast on heaven is forever removed. Angels as well as men are drawn to the Redeemer. I, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, will draw all unto me. Many people were round about Christ as he spoke these words. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Innumerable signs had been given, but they had closed their eyes and hardened their hearts. Now that the Father himself had spoken, and they could ask for no further sign, they still refused to believe. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. To save themselves from reproach and shame, they denied Christ, and rejected the offer of eternal life. Alas for those who knew not the time of their visitation! Slowly and regretfully Christ left forever the precincts of the temple.